The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Kissing his head.
Kissing? Wow. Wow. Wow.
French kiss, French dick.
Wow.
Suck it on your wee wee. Trevor Wallace, I finally have tour dates. Australia. I'm going fucking down under. And then I'm going down under on your goddamn mother. Respectfully, Australia. Dude, I'm fucking going to Melbourne, October 25th. Brisbane, October 27th. Sydney, Australia, the 28th of October. And then Perth, the fucking Baltimore of Australia, on October 30th. I'm going to Australia. Tickets are live today. Pre-sale Wednesday, if you're listening. They go live Wednesday. But for you guys, it's Thursday. They're probably live by the time you're listening.
Yeah.
Just go to my website, trevorwallacecomedy.com, and use promo code TREV, all capital T-R-E-V, for those tickets. But beforehand, Michael Blaustein is going to be in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. But then the weekend after, Madison's getting fucking double-teamed by the Stiff Side Boys. I got a last minute opportunity to go out there. It's a phenomenal club.
Hell
so
yeah.
If you can see Michael and myself, this is the time to do it. Madison, Wisconsin, September 14th through 16th. It's a fucking amazing club. Comedy on State, 5 shows, just out of that bitch. And then I'm doing a Trevor Wallace and Friends in Los Angeles, September 21st in LA, in Hollywood at the Bourbon Room. It's a Thursday. It'll be fun. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Go see Michael Blaustein also. Comedy on State.
Michael Blaustein is going to be doing stand-up comedy. Guys, this freaking weekend, September 7th to the 9th, I will be in Madison, Wisconsin. Most shows are sold out, but there's definitely tickets still left, so go get some. And the following weekend, Trevor Wallace is going to be there, so go see him too. September 15th to the 17th, I will be in Irvine, California. Those tickets are moving! So go get tickets. September 22nd, I will be in Los Angeles. The first show is sold out. Second show added. Some tickets left on that one. September 23rd, Santa Barbara, California. Guys, tickets are moving! Go get them. September 28th to the 30th, I will be in Denver, Colorado, shooting the special. I think every show sold out, but I think, I don't know. Just go if there might be tickets left. October 5th to the 7th, Nashville, Tennessee. October 19th, I'll be in Stamford. October 20th, I'll be in Philadelphia. And October 21st, I'll be doing the frickin' Wilbur Theater in Boston. First show sold out, second show, a little bit of tickets left. Go get tickets. Many, many more dates on my frickin' website, blogcomedy.com. Come see Mr. Wallace. Come see Mr. Blaustein on tour. Let's go!
And like penicillin. What's penicillin?
That stops infections.
Oh, but penicillin was made from a smart scientist.
A lab?
Leak? Theory? Wuhan? I'm naming my kid Wuhan.
Wow.
You can't fucking stop me. But penicillin, I've said this 12 times and I'll fucking say it again. You know how all these scientists are all smart? It was a fuck up. I created penicillin. Did you? Or did you leave fucking bread out?
And it melted?
Bread doesn't melt.
Didn't people say if you let a Twinkie sit out for long enough, it turns into alcohol? Somebody?
Yes. Let me confirm that.
That's not real. What type of friends did you have growing up? I think you had like a bunch of BMX, like just taking whip-ips behind a shed.
No, they were all athletic.
Really?
Yeah. We would play out front. We'd play like baseball in the front yard, basketball. I'd get dunked on. Some kids play video games and shit.
Do you know, I'm saying, do you know? Yes. The videos sometimes you do with Charlie's when you guys are, I don't even know what characters you guys are, like those. Jesus.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
Who,
what,
I don't know how to label
the
that.
Travis and Kyla ones. It's just like,
Thank you.
Monotone, just like no thoughts or in a brain.
In my head, obviously that's an accentuated version.
So
but
you're calling me dumb.
No, sort of. I'm saying the people that you kicked it with in my head. Or that was your childhood. It's exaggerated, obviously, but like that. Am I totally wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
A lot of my friends are just all athletic. They like, I was like the only guy like who didn't play sports. I like played sports, but I wasn't good. But I never played for the school. I played for like the side piece district.
But you're not like, you're good at paintball. Okay. You're good at golf.
Yes.
Like to certain things that like, so your eye hand coordination is not
good at the extreme whites.
Have you ever played croquet?
I don't even know if I can spell it.
There's no way I could spell it. K.
I would probably spell croissant if I tried.
100%. Croissants are so good. Dude. I had a croissant with chocolate in it.
That's the best way to do it.
Bitch, call me Harry, finger me behind some type of gas station. Uh-huh. I'm in. It was so good. They warmed up perfect. You ever give something to someone and they warm it up too much? And you go, you've ruined it.
Or not enough.
Or not enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was on vacation with my family and I went in this coffee shop and I wanted a blueberry muffin. And she goes, do you want to warm it up? And I go, in my head, I was like, it's probably fine.
Isn't that funny just asking another adult? It seems like, so, you want it warmed up? And you're like, yeah, I do want it warmed up. It's so funny. Right. Like, everybody's an adult here, but it just feels like so childish.
Yeah.
So they warm it up, then do a good job?
But no. The opposite. I made the bad mistake. In my head, normally, a muffin's like a room temperature muffin. Yeah, so it's fine. That's okay.
Yes.
But this was not a room temperature muffin. This was a muffin out the goddamn refrigerator. Like, they just opened the coffee shop or something. It was cold. You ever have a cold blueberry muffin?
Sounds terrible.
Trash.
True.
I was
sofa.
Pissed.
Yeah.
So
they didn't heat it up.
It was my fault.
You didn't want to heat it
up. I said, I'm good, miss.
Do you get your subs toasted at Subway or no?
Yes. Mm. I told you this. I got 5 seconds. And I request them to take it out before they're ready. Even if they're making someone else's sandwich, I will literally go, yo, can you grab that, please?
Have you always been this way? Or do you think when you... No. Maybe you'll see where I'm getting in a second.
Yeah, okay.
The older you get, the more precise you just like your things. Like the same way that I travel and I bring my own coffee and I make coffee in the fucking hotel room. It's like 20-year-old me be like, dude, I don't care. I'll just go down to the lobby and get a cup. But like
when you're younger, things haven't fucked up enough for you to be stringent on your.
You become specific. That's why I was so like when the Jonah Hill thing happened when he's with a 24-year-old. I'm like, there's no way. How old is Jonah Hill? 44. He's 44, she's 24. It's like there couldn't be more polar opposites in the world. Jonah, like a 44-year-old man knows exactly what he wants. He knows what type of raisins he wants in his raisin brand. But like a 24-year-old, you ask them what they're up to today. They're like, I'm just frolicking, you know. I might just gallop around, you know. It's like there couldn't be more polar opposites. So they're going to butt heads. So I'm saying like, were you this guy 10 years ago being like, I want this sandwich toasted for 5 seconds. Or you've ordered enough sandwiches over time. You go, 5 seconds per amount of time. And
that,
I go with this every single time.
That. I don't know if it's a... I guess it is a product of age because my earlier point, I think you just fuck up enough where you know what to say to someone to get exactly what you need. Because I've just let them toast it before. And if you just let a Subway worker toast it for the most part, that bitch coming out black brown burnt toast.
I don't even know if it's bread anymore.
It's not. It was not bread to begin with.
Bar. Yeah, it's all crumbly everywhere.
Yeah, it's a Nerf. It's like Nerf football-ish. Do you ever throw the Nerf football with
the whistle on it, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I could launch that bitch. And it had a tail on the end of it.
Yeah, and the noise to let everybody know you have sex.
Buddy, you ever take the whistle out and fuck it?
The whistle or the hole? Or the whole whistle? Hey, so how soon into your family vacation do you jerk off?
That's a great question.
Did you need to phone a friend?
I think first night.
Yeah.
I was on zero sleep. I had shows in Oxnard.
That travel day was crazy.
Oh yeah, thank you for everyone who came out. The shows are fucking awesome. But I finished the Saturday show, drove home, slept for 1 hour, then had to get on a flight, and I couldn't get a direct flight, so I had to do a little layover. I was so tired, and when I'm tired, I just want to have a sandwich and jerk off. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want in my life. So pretty early first night.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi was terrible.
Of course.
What the fuck?
Out of your element.
What's happening?
So what did you do?
I just had slow, like every 1 minute, the girl would just freeze sucking cock and then I have to wait for it
it's
to load.
Hot,
it is kind of hot.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah, but I got it off. I got it off plenty of times. I was, You know what's weird is normally the beach would be chock full of ladies. None. Desolate. You know why? There's a fucking hurricane. I've been caught in two hurricanes in the last month. One in LA, which is so weird, and then one in North Carolina.
Was that a real one?
No. It was rain.
I flew into it.
Yeah, I can't believe.
It's hilarious. The pilot's like, we're just going to figure it out when we get there.
Can't say that.
But I would rather that than be delayed for like
two days. I'd rather be delayed.
Delayed too? I don't know what's going
on. You're rolling the dice? If I die in a flight, I'm going to fucking be so pissed. How do you want to die?
Not in a flight.
Yeah.
There's too many people.
You want to die alone? That's so sad.
Not alone, but it's more glamour on me. If I'm on a flight, it's like, 300 plus Trevor Wallace. Well, it's boring. Give me my spotlight.
It's 300 on this flight plus Trevor Wallace in first class.
Hey, come on. They say what seat you're in.
Yeah.
Realistically, probably just.
I don't want to die with my wife. I think she's going to be too chatty.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like on my deathbed.
Oh, next to you?
Like she's going to be next to me. Like, I don't know. Tell me stories.
What's the funniest last thing you could hear before you die? Like somebody's like on like almost a table side saying guacamole. Like what? Like if somebody was like next to you and you're about to like pass them, he's like, do you have a charger?
Oh, yeah.
Like
you're
about to go, and then like your grandkids are next to you. Like
they go, hey, Gramps, what rhymes with orange? And then I fucking die. Furious.
Yeah.
I need to see some cooter. Do you think that's what you would want
to see?
Like you're like 96 and you're on your deathbed in hospice, and the hospice nurse comes in, they go, you have 17 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is your first impulse to be like, let me see some cooter quick? No, right? There's like grandkids and your fucking wife and probably your daughters around and shit. I would want to see something.
Something wild.
Yeah.
Something wild or warm. Give me one of the W's.
Give me both. That's pussy.
I was going to say like a warm chocolate chip cookie, maybe covering a tit, but vagina do be warm.
God, warm cookies with some fucking vanilla ice cream on side.
Maybe that. Maybe
bitch!
Just that. Maybe just a bazooki.
Yeah, because shit, bitch. That's so good. Because here's the thing, dude. When I'm 98, I'm going to be cootered out.
98? Cootered out. I feel you're at that today.
Yeah. No.
Are you?
No. I'm juiced up today.
Oh, no.
Last night?
Somebody overcharged the Tesla. What do you mean?
I mean, I went on a date. Didn't get the cooch, right. Which is totally fine. But then I got, you know.
Did you ever rekindle with the country girl or no?
We've been texting here or there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. She's great. She's a nice lady.
She's
we'll
a nice
happens.
Lady.
I mean, I don't know what to say. God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
Dude, did I tell you I downloaded Hinge? I finally got on.
What?
Here's the thing.
Oh, this is huge news.
This is big.
This is big.
Because
no, this is big news. Because you're very against it. You're like, only DMs.
Well, of course, but I was also against it just in my strike to Raya, but I was, I got on it and I see why people get on there. It's a great flash of, and this is, I don't know if it's healthy. It's a great flash of like endorphins. You're like, oh, these people want me.
Yeah.
Like, is that? Yeah, it's not healthy. Maybe it is. I don't know. But sometimes when I just was relying on like either like just trying to meet somebody out in public or just like maybe somebody DM me, it felt like there was such a small sample size. But like here, it's like this is a place like Instagram. I just post comedy on there. So if there's if there's horny DMs, one out of like 100, great. But other than that, nobody owes it to me. It's just like, hey, we're here to laugh. Why bring horniness into this?
Yeah.
So when you're on a dating app, it's all just dating at. So like every time you check a message, it's like a message from somebody who's like, oh, I have interest in you.
Yeah, it's
you
like, see what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you an example and you tell me if I'm wrong. It's like you walk into the YMCA to play basketball and one out of 1,000 people are gonna be like, hey, you wanna go on a date? Because that's not a date place.
Correct.
But if you go
into a bar,
and then there's 6 or 7 people like, hey, what's up? Then we're in the context of dating.
Right.
Right. So yeah, your Instagram in my example is basketball.
Goddamn, who the hell? Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, it's this is a place for dates.
Yes.
Instagram is not that.
No.
I mean, a lot happens in DMs, not necessarily mine, but in life.
Remember when you found out that the hidden request was
there? Hidden request.
I can't believe you went years without knowing that. Hidden request is where you get the horny.
That's where that's where Instagram's like, you don't need this in your life.
I got the horniest go ahead. I'll tell
you. So all I'm saying is it's like in my head, I'm like, oh, there is, I don't want to say like people out there, but it's like, oh, there is, okay, there might be, oh, all right, people are interested, you know? Versus Instagram, I was like, what, is nobody here?
You didn't think that people were interested in you?
I've always thought that, but it's not like, but it's like so I didn't know how Hinge worked, but like you upload and people like your shit.
Certain things, yeah.
So when I woke up one morning and I was like, oh, that's like a lot of people that are like interested.
Yes.
But it was, I never look at the Instagram and be like, yo, DM's going crazy today.
I understand.
I mean, maybe when we did fucking like, you know, Hannah Burner on the podcast or something right. like that, or when I was on Tana shit, there's like a lot of that. But it's like, well, day to day, it's just a bunch of 14-year-olds being like, bring back the Kyle character or kill yourself. Like,
well, I'm gonna go
with the first one. I'm gonna go with the first one on that. So like to wake up and it's like all these like messages or likes or interactions. I was like, oh, is it?
Do it. Hit it.
God damn it. God damn it. Where is it? I need to label it. I'm like, is it horny hours?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my phone like, we out here. There's people. There could be potential. Oh, I could go on a date. Oh, this could be a thing. Oh, we could. Yeah. Oh, what's going on here?
I'm so happy for you, but this is how life gets convoluted.
I'm already feeling it's like already, it's taking up time, and I'm like, I gotta not.
You're taking their time. You're messaging all these people, and it's all good stuff. And obviously, you're gonna like you're looking for, you know, you're looking for like a relationship. You know,
it doesn't feel as genuine as like maybe somebody DMing you, because I feel like I think I even said it before. It feels like Facebook Marketplace. You both match, and you're like, hey, and they're like, hey, and you're like, you're attractive, and then just nothing. And then you're like, is this still up for dibs?
The weird thing is when you say something, they don't respond, and you get somebody in 2.5 months. They go, hey, sorry, I'm bad at this.
Sorry, my ex just got out of jail. Are you still there?
100. Dude, every single time that happens, I go, cool, what was his name? You were riding cock for 3 months, and then his shit fell off or whatever, and then you're perusing the next lily pad, which is do your thing. It's totally fine.
Right.
But it's like, I know the game we're playing here.
But now, for once, and I think since I haven't been on a dating app, and I really hope this doesn't come off as cocky, since I haven't been on dating apps in like maybe like 4 years, now that like maybe like a lot of people think it's a fake account, which is hilarious. They're like, LOL, how did this fake account get verified? I'm like, God.
Yeah.
The fuck am I doing here? But now it feels like I understand the hot girl perspective. There's like, oh, there's like there's 20 messages that I got to get back to. Then they're like, I'll respond to like two or three. Like that. Like that. And a lot of times you're messaging those girls. You're the guy on the other end who's not getting messaged back.
Yes.
And none of this is like personal. You're just like, there's just a lot going on.
That's it. Yes. I think I brought this up last.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I think
like,
I brought this up last.
It's not
time.
Personal. You're just like, I don't. Like, I don't know. You commented on my cat photo. What am I going to be like? Oh, great. Drinks in 69 at Bungalow tomorrow? It's just overstimulation.
Yes. But the thing is,
that's why I don't
like
it.
If they can have some type of like limit, I don't even know.
Of how many people you can talk to at once before you're like.
Well, that, but also how many people, can interact with your account. Mm-hmm. Because if it's like, if you think about it like a bar, right? If you're like sitting in the bar and people come talk to you, you have a threshold for how much like interaction you can have before you're gonna get a little annoyed to be like, okay, all right, I'm talked out or whatever.
For me, it's just hard on the dating apps because you're not getting that personal connection. So you're like, it doesn't like when somebody like messages me, I don't have this inclination to be like, oh, I love the interaction when I met her or I felt something there. I want to message her. Like it doesn't like, it feels like we're just like, it doesn't feel like there's like any like incentive to respond because you're like, I don't, are we a match or not? Like, I don't know.
Bro,
it just sounds really weird, but like, I feel like you just meet somebody in public and you're, that's what will make you want to respond. But like just over internet shit, you're like, here's four photos and a funny meme I like from The Office. You're like, the fuck, how am I supposed to?
Every single time I go on a date from a dating app, I'm like walking to the bar and I'm literally every single time I'm like, well, I hope this doesn't suck because you can message someone back and forth, whatever, but I don't know who you are at all. Like I went on a date literally last night and I was walking to the bar, same feeling. I was literally it was like almost 10 o'clock and I'm like, I hope I don't harpoon my whole night and it ended up being fine. But like,
I will say maybe the sooner you get the date, correct, in play, that's kind of what emotionally will lock you in. Because then you're like, all right, well, let's get off apps and let's just text.
There's another thing that I used to do over the pandemic, which I thought was awesome and I really got away from it. Fucking FaceTime.
Yeah.
Because you can on Bumble, I think on Hinge, you can fucking FaceTime through the app.
Mm.
So there's no numbers exchange, like, hey, like, let's talk. Then you can just from a comfort of your own home.
I just can't get connected through just text because I'm reading it in my head. I'm like, why does she hate me? All it says is hello.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's that, but it's also, to get back to the early point, it's too, like the value of a message becomes so low.
Yes. Because there's just a plethora. It doesn't
not saying that, oh, we got so many messages or whatever, but I think everybody for the most part, I think, gets a lot of messages. And so are a lot of likes. And with the Hinge too, because you can get a like and not a message. So someone can just literally shit.
It's just like a lot of like notifications at once. It's just a lot of stimulation. And your brain's just like, I don't know any of these people. I'm just like randomly like texting somebody. And then you're like, four messages in, like, we should get a drink. And you're like, are we going to match? Like, hit it off? I don't know. Well, I don't know. I haven't met up with anybody. And I'm just like testing it out. But it is, it's funny.
Also,
I don't know.
That's also part of the fun though, honestly. Like when I was walking to the bar last night, I was like, this could be horrible, but like kind of funny if it's horrible.
Yeah.
So there's also part of like that excitement where you are, I mean, to be truthful, when I was in a relationship, that was sort of something that I like mildly missed. That just
the build of it.
The build up of like the excitement of being like, seeing the person for the first time, the unknown.
Starting from ground zero.
Probably almost negative. Like, dude, because I met up with that girl last night and we were like we were vibing over text as much as you can vibe, to your point, over text. And then we met and it was like such a slow start, dude. Really? I was like, I went to the bathroom almost immediately and I like had a moment with myself being like, fuck, like,
really?
It was like,
what was it? Like,
she just was so reserved, like, so reserved. Like, and I know it's, I know we first met, and I'm not like, I don't need you to be like gregarious immediately, but like, it was just like, she was so insular, like, at the bar being like,
because everybody you hang out with for the most part is in comedy, or yelling, or something, So you see me, and you're like, you grab each other's cocks hard when you see each other. And then so you see her, and you're just like, hey, what's up? And then she's just like, ha, ha, ha. And you're like, oh, sorry, I don't.
Yep.
I yell for a living. Dude, and tell time.
So
you just forget the people that you're around are not used to normal you.
21 minutes.
Jesus Christ. 2045.
Really?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro, I'm fucking fire at this.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I will say a lot of these prompts on like Hinge, I really hope guys are probably the same way. Every girl runs the same like five jokes.
That's it.
Every prompt is the same, like, just wants me to get spicy margs and espresso martinis with.
Just looking for a father for my dog.
Biggest fear, men.
Honestly,
how am I supposed to approach that?
Honestly, fair.
Of course.
If I was a lady,
right. But
number one.
Right, but like
number one. If I was a lady, I wouldn't walk down the street. Everyone around here, scary.
But I wonder. I feel like guys probably have some terrible prompts in there too.
Terrible.
I don't know. Do you go funny with it, or do you just go straight forward?
I told you guys what I say.
No, I'm saying, but like, oh, you're not on Hinge, are you?
No, I am, but I deleted it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go two at once. I can't do,
Yeah, I don't know. If I end up going on a day with whatever, but as of right now, it's just kind of just like a time thing just to like do. But it's not like, it doesn't feel serious. It just feels like you're just kind of like collecting matches. And then you're like, am I wasting people's time here?
Sometimes it feels like, I might have said this before, but it feels like a video game. It doesn't feel real.
And then when somebody is actually like approaching and real messaging, you're like, whoa, you actually want to meet? What's happening?
Yep. But I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I try to get to a, like, let's go for drinks, like, as soon as possible. Because it's like,
there's too many variables in just reading text. So, yeah, I feel that.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
Do you guys want to hear the most cliche Hinge dating profile?
I would love to.
Yes.
First one is, don't hate me if I eat all your food.
Hate it. First of all, don't touch my food. Don't touch my food. It's my food. I'm paying for your salmon, and you're going to have a bite of my chicken? Get off my food. I don't know you.
Just take out a calculator. Okay, salmon was $48, two bites, carry the three. I'll Venmo you.
But if you want a bite, and Gabe, we're going to get back to this. If you want a bite, ask me. Where are you at on that?
What?
If you're on a date with some girl and she just takes a bite of your chicken, no ask.
Go for it.
You're fine?
Yeah. Because obviously something's going well.
Ask me. You know what else I don't like? When I'm drinking a drink that I fucking ordered, and then you reach over and take a little sip. You can have a sip.
But aren't you guys all under the same umbrella here? It's like the date is you two. It's like it's sharing the experience.
Nope.
You just want to ask. Because the other episode ago, you're like, if a girl orders a lobster and she doesn't ask, Glock. I don't know the keyboard anymore, but you know, it's like you just want to be asked.
That's it.
Can I try some of yours? Is that it?
100%. Mm. Hey, do you mind if I have anytime I want? Last night, I keep bringing the girl last night. She got a drink. She got a Negroni, actually.
Mm.
And I got a freaking, what I get? I got a gin, what do they call it? Mojitos.
Ooh.
I've been a big gin mojito guy recently.
Mojito.
Yeah, they put extra goddamn extra mint. Oh, it's great.
There
sometimes
you go.
Getting the straw, doesn't matter. But, hey, in my head, I go, take a sip of that Negroni. But you know what I do? I don't just grab it like a fucking Viking. I go, hey, excuse me. Do you mind if I have a sip of that? She goes, oh my God, no problem.
Yeah.
You know how I know for vibing? If she asks for a sip of my drink and then she uses the straw. If she doesn't use the straw and drinks out of it, dude,
what if she grabbed her t-shirt and then just went like this on the room? That's what people do with your vape. If you like hand the vape, they're like, oh, let me just real quick. Like, how dirty do you think I am?
Yeah, that's an indictment on my fucking STIs.
You swiped it on a thrift store t-shirt. That's a Toys R Us brand t-shirt. Bitch, that is old. That's dirtier than my mouth.
Dude, a Babies R Us hoodie, fire.
They have those?
I'm sure they do.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Okay, according to women, this is the most cliche prompt answer that men do on Hinge.
Okay.
My love language is sarcasm.
No.
That's what guys do?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Anytime
somebody goes like 50% Italian, 50% sarcastic. No, you can't. Your dad's sarcasm. Sarcasm is fucking piping Italians.
Sarcasm is not a person. You can't personify sarcasm. I know for sure that you have a shit fuck personality. If you write 50% sarcasm, what?
Do you ever get roasted in your dating app like DMs? Like, do people? Like, this girl told me I look like Hopper from Bugs Life, and I almost ended it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if you've ever seen Hopper from Bugs Life, but pull that motherfucker up. I like, there's a difference between a good roast and then just a damn. I got God. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? Man, you look like.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go real mean. You don't look
real. Bro, look at the face.
Let me see.
Not at all. Maybe. Sometimes my hair, if it's humid, it falls a little flat and I look more rounded in the face.
No, this is horrible. What does she look like? Bring her up.
Kind of hot.
No, she's not.
What is she, 25%
sarcasm?
Whoa.
25%
sarcasm,
100% Yorkie. What does that even mean?
Sorry.
Any percentage.
I hate it.
You know, percentage.
This is the one I hate too. I'm sorry. I'm just a little. No, what is it? They go, I just need someone to be able to handle me. If you need someone, what are you, a fucking zoo animal?
I hope.
Handle you?
Bitch.
I just need someone to handle me?
I don't know. I just
need someone for my dog.
They just make me too judgmental.
Your dog hates you.
Because I read a sentence and I'm like, oh God, what is this?
Of course. Everyone does that.
It's just too like, but people do that to me too. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Shut up.
They look through my pictures. They go, this blonde fucking 5'9 idiot, goodbye.
Do you have your height on there?
Yeah. I have to.
What does it say?
5'9.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm lying.
What are you actually? Are you 5'9"?
No, I'm 5'9". Fucking around.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the most common response is to controversial opinion on a Hinge prompt?
I might go with controversial opinion. The Office isn't funny.
Controversial opinion. January 6th was a hoax.
that would get some swipes.
Oh, 100%.
Hear me out. Al Gore starts his own TikTok. It's called the Al Gore Rhythm.
I fucking love it. He started the internet. He can do whatever he wants.
Did he really?
I don't know. I think that's a hoax.
The most cliche, controversial opinion answer on the Hinge prompt is pineapple on pizza.
See, yeah, but here's the problem is like that is such a meme in itself that's like been so overplayed that I'm like, oh, this person has no personality.
Yeah.
But why am I judging somebody off four words?
Because you're right.
Well, no, because you have to. You have to find...
You're right.
But that's,
if you want to put that in your dating profile, you have the personality of tree bark. You fucking read 16 memes and that's where you're at in life. That's
it just feels very... I don't know. It's not unique.
You're corny. You're a corny idiot. You work in marketing. You graduated USC barely. You did ketamine with one professor. That's why you got a fucking D in that last class. And you fucking watch The Office while jerking off with a fucking Teletubby DVD. I don't like you.
I feel like you've written that response to somebody before. But is that not fucked up?
It is.
That they put that... And you're just like, boring.
Nope. It's fucked up that they wrote that. But here's the thing. But here's the thing. Everyone's right in that scenario. If I'm being truthful, you're right for not liking that. She's right for putting that because there are dudes who will respond to that.
I'm saying that the worst is a guy who writes and be like, I've been saying this for years. LOL, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, rancher blue cheese. I fucking hate it.
Me too.
The only good part is the validation. It's like, yo, these women... like you in some regard. Then you go, all right. And then you fucking walk out and decide with a loaded cock.
Here's the problem.
I'm turning against it. I'm out.
Yeah. The internet has made everyone homogenized. That's the fucking problem.
What does that word mean?
Everyone's the same.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's the same fucking personality.
Okay.
Because something that goes super viral, everyone latches onto that and they subconsciously or consciously now have that opinion or have that personality quirk or whatever the fuck. And so everyone's dating profile, that's how everyone's dating profile looks the fucking same.
I saw so many similarities. It was just all like, I just want somebody to show me the best espresso martini in town. Girl, Yelp. Yelp is your man.
Also, you
Yelp
do it.
Yelp will lay it down.
You do it. That's the thing that pisses me off. I just want to you do it.
But that's fine to me. It's
not fine to me.
Like, what guy is like, boy, do I know the spot. Barney's Beanery.
But do you understand? That's the same. Like, if a lady is like, I just want someone to show me where the best espresso martini is, right? That's the same thing as like a dude being like, I just want a bitch to make me a sandwich.
No, because the real answer on this is that it's like someone that's looking for like I want to go explore and I want someone that knows cool places. You know,
knows cool places is in the same sink as me.
You find it. Why do you need me? We all have fucking iPhones. Hey, I got one word for you. Yelp.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sick of it. I'm fucking.
But it like, but where my head is, I go. I would say like 1 out of 12 prompts are like funny or genuine. The rest seem hack, or the rest seem like too weird. Where it's like, oh, what turns you on? They're like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. You're like, what?
I like that. I like that actually.
You don't like girls who have grasshoppers.
Praying mantises.
Buddy,
same fucking
girl sent me a fucking video.
Of
and
what?
She was a bad, and she had a grasshopper in her hand, in her pet, and I was like, well, I might be in now. She was fucking bad.
Where was she holding it?
It's in her hand.
What was she showing in the video?
Just she was showing that she was hot and had a grasshopper. That's literally it.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, and she's like, right, I'm 6% grasshopper.
The grasshopper's like, girl, put me down, give me an ant.
Yeah, give me a fucking leaf, bitch. All right.
I don't know.
I've got one more here. I love how fired up you are.
These are great.
Yeah.
I would love to go through like 5 right now and just see like what are the live ones on the feed.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
I would love to get a guy's, see what the guys put, because the guy ones are just as bad.
Dude's profiles are horrendous too. The amount of women that have made fun of my profile.
That's what I'm saying.
By the billions. So I don't know the fuck I'm doing either.
Yeah, what I don't do you know. Think, like, that's why I kind of just go super vague with it. I didn't want to like put anything that's like too. I think the prompts I did was like, one was like, what's your rational fear? I just wrote Bug's Life, the movie, because.
Oh, that's why she said it.
Yeah, but still, don't
fuck
it.
Still fucked up.
Yeah, that's even worse. You took my joke and then threw it at me. You hit me with a boomerang.
I don't
hit
know.
Hit me with that badussy instead.
I don't know if roasting off first message, maybe it works. I don't super love it. Roasting like third, fourth message, great. But off top, that's crazy.
Yeah, see, mine are all like dumb. Like I don't want people to take these serious because I think when people like put too much emotion in it, everyone's like, whoa, that's a lot of words.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Yeah.
So mine are These have definitely pissed people off in stupid ways. These are my Hinge prompts. And look, I'm sure women would be like, whatever. Or there's probably been some women that are like, one or the other. Oh, isn't that funny?
That sound is fucking hot.
Gagging?
I saw a porn recently that a lady...
Did you, Michael?
That a lady was sucking the old D-I-C-K and then threw up? And the dude holding his phone goes, oh, you threw up. And then a millisecond later, shoved his cock back in. Literally said, oh, you threw up? Like she dropped pennies on the ground.
No, he should have just flipped the camera over to him and been like, damn, again? And then went back to it. My prompts are stupid. Okay. Already said the bugs life one. Most controversial opinion is croutons are sprinkles for salad. It's
good.
Whatever.
Good.
You know? Just quick little, because in my head I was making this at like 4 a.m. I'm on horny hours. Don't ask me for to be like, what do you want to say about being a Capricorn who's a, you know, like, I don't fucking know. I'm just spewing shit. These are all things that I like tweeted in the past. And then I put this one. It just says, I recently discovered that I'm too much of a lover with like three of these like shoddy faces on the emojis. Like none of those are serious. Like I'm too much of a lover. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You're
literally on a dating app. Nobody here has love.
Yeah.
Literally none of them. You're on a dating app. So like they're all like joking. It's not like I recently discovered that, you know, like maybe there is hope in this world and everything's meant to be. Shut the fuck up. Edgar Allan Poe. I'm trying to Edgar Allan get throat. Okay. I'm sick of this.
Can I say, what about Edgar Allan Poe? What about Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah, but
you gave
yeah, but that was two. That was
Let
two
me
on the,
say it.
First of all, that was two on the nose and we've definitely had a title Edgar Allan Poe before.
Have we?
Of course.
Probably.
I mean, we're like 5 years into this podcast. I don't think once we took poetry and made it horny. So those are mine. They're generic. I just want people to like be like, whatever, this is fun enough.
A lady doing poetry is hot. You know what I recently discovered? I'm super into.
I'm excited for this sentence. Go for it.
A woman painting.
Hot.
Is so.
Yeah.
What is that?
Hey, because they ain't talking.
Hey!
No, I saw a girl painting today and I was like, holy shit. And it was really good.
God damn it. What is that? A lady with an acoustic guitar singing well alone, or a lady painting? Like with like a little bit of paint, she's wearing like kind of bigger overalls. Fucking little under boob because she's wearing like a very small shirt.
And have then you ever been to a place called Silver Lake? Dare I say Echo Park?
Yeah, I have.
That's where they at.
They hate me.
Yes.
Yeah. Too loud.
Too
loud.
Too loud.
I'm not
bleach
wearing
hair.
I'm not wearing a rusty spoon or whatever they fuck to wear over there.
I might do it.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
Do you guys want to hear some of the most cliche men's answers to these dating
prompts? I would love to.
So the most common one we get is the answer to I'm most competitive about, and most dudes on there say everything.
Hate it.
What does that say? Also, I think if you're competitive, shut the hell up.
Are
Who
you
gives
gonna,
a fuck?
You can be competitive. I think you should be competitive about certain things, but there should be lines. Like, I don't like playing board games where someone was like, oh, I don't know. And then get the fuck out of here. You don't know. Like, I need you to care a little. If I'm playing a team game with you and you don't care.
Yeah, but everything. What are you fucking? I can dunk Oreos the hardest in milk.
Maybe this is just, maybe I am that person.
You are that guy.
Yeah, yeah. But I have lines. Then I just stop giving a fuck. But when I was like 20, I was competitive about everything and I would get fucking pissed.
That answer would be so much better. And I think in a girl's perspective, it said board games. Because, I love game night. Everything tells you nothing about the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It tells you nothing, but it tells you everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah. Whoa.
Everything bagels. Stop after that. That's all you need.
That's it.
Everything bagels are the best bagels in the world. Let me do that, but with less things on it.
Yes.
That's insane.
Oh, no.
That's
onion insane. Bagels over everything.
Onion bagels are very good, but everything
onion
bagels have
over
onion
everything?
Bagels.
Yeah.
You.
What type of bagel do you like?
Everything.
Good. And Jack, I like everything. What do you like?
I don't even know what everything is.
What does it mean?
You're
from fucking Philly. How do you not know
what
everything bagel is?
I'm going to give you context. Do you know the word everything?
Yeah, but there's not like,
everything at a bakery, whatever, like every seed,
hold on,
sesame, poppy,
garlic.
Pappy.
That's what that taste is? I didn't know that's what that taste was.
You're
hold on.
I want to call you words I can't say. You're so that's what that taste is?
Hold on.
I really didn't know. I thought onion was everything.
What level does a Philly school district stop? When does it become optional? On second grader, they're like, hey, it's nap time, or you can just fucking dip. Whatever you want. Everything?
So when you know what everything tastes like.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, Trevor just named all of them.
Did it really?
Sesame seeds, poppy seeds, dried onion, garlic, salt.
They're salt, yeah.
I said salt.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Dude, they sell everything seasoning at Trader Joe's, which is genius. You really?
Yeah, I put it on my eggs. It's fucking unbelievable. I don't have any of my sauces because I'm living in an Airbnb right now.
What do you make? Are you every meal you're eating out?
No, I got groceries, but like you don't realize how much little shit that you need to cook. Yeah. Like I was literally going to make eggs today. Don't have any oil or like Pam. So I was like, cool. I guess I'm just going to have rice and fucking chicken sausage. Cause there's so much little shit. I have no sauce, no barbecue sauce.
What was the thing you put on rice that threw the world for a spin?
Oh yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, I just discovered recently I had it on rice.
Yeah, what was this?
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
It was like with pickles.
Yes, right? pickles and rice.
Pickles and rice is unreal. Like good? Not stable mentally.
No. You guys are wrong. No, you guys are wrong.
Pickles and rice?
Sir, imagine it. I'm not talking about like white fucking balsami rice. I'm talking about like seasoned rice that's warm with like a few cold pickles. I think I'm a big I like disjointed meals. Like I like something, you know what I mean? Like something that's like, how do I say this? Like the consistencies are all different. I like it when it's like, because every bite you're like, oh, what is it going to be? Crunchier?
This is the guy who likes to put feet in his mouth.
It's fun. It's like a little adventure.
Okay, I hear you.
Are you hear me sort of?
I hear you, but I don't agree.
That's why croutons are kind of fun. Because what's going to happen?
Of course. That's why I get pissed when some salad or pasta doesn't come with anything. It's just a vodka pasta. Well, can you add chicken to it? No, it's just sauce. So every bite's going to be the same thing.
Don't like it. I need different.
That's so bizarre. Every bite, you're like, this is good. I'm going to do it again. This is good. I'm going to do it again. This is good. Light them. Give the chef. They should come out with like a salad that's like quarters. Like each quarter is like a different salad.
Oh, I like that.
No, not bad.
I like that.
Not bad.
So it's like a bowl, but the little dividers.
Yeah.
So then you have like macaroni and cheese, but then you have like, like six or seven different types of pasta.
Do you like Korean barbecue?
Yeah.
So good.
Fuck.
I forget that it exists daily. It's so good.
Do you get meat sweats? People are getting meat sweats.
From what, jerking off too much?
No, sir. From eating meat.
Yeah.
You get it?
No, but I've done Korean barbecue. Jesus Christ. I went to Korean barbecue one time and then did stand up after, and I felt like the crowd knew. I felt like the crowd could just smell like bulgogi on my breath. They could just smell just like piece of shit's gonna die earlier than all of us. That goddamn sodium tonight.
Yeah, when I eat too much meat, my heart beats weird. I'll be the first one to admit.
Yeah,
my heart's like, what's happening? Sorry. Let's get. I'm sorry. I just remembered something.
Remember thing.
I'll remember the thing. Do you want to give us the thing?
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. So this is. What do you think the most cliche answer that men give for the prompt? What is your typical Sunday?
Day with shirt off with the dogs, beach and a hike, maybe an IPA.
And if it's not football season, fucking wake me up.
Pretty good. It's actually Netflix and chill with a hard eyes emoji.
Yuck! Dude,
that's
women. The fact that every woman.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Ladies, what is wrong with you?
The fact that every woman is not a lesbian is crazy.
Netflix, I mean, but like, how does a guy write that and be like, this will get him?
Because he's a loser. He's a testosterone out, Pat's Blue Ribbon fucking moron.
God.
Who reads Cosmo magazine to get a tip or two. It's not good. He still has hats on his wall. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and he lined them up. They're not straight. They're kind of like diagonally down his bed. Just ride the Phillies hat down.
Yeah. This guy's a lacrosse stick underneath his bed. This guy's a loser.
Somebody breaks in, babe, I got him.
What do you think the most common answer for Jewish guys on Hinge for who their dream dinner guest is?
Bernie Sanders.
Not a bad guess.
It's really not a bad guess. Anne Frank.
not a great guess. Larry
That's
David.
That's pretty good.
Larry David.
What a boring.
Larry David would not be. I love Larry David, but he, like, everything. He'd be like, the salt's too salty. Like he would not be a good guest.
I don't think he would
talk
to you.
He's a great human.
Correct. He wouldn't talk to you. He wouldn't like you.
You ever hear that question? And it's like, would you rather have lunch with Jay-Z or have like $500,000?
$500,000.
Easy.
I would rather have $500 than go to dinner with Jay-Z. I'd be too nervous. I wouldn't have anything to fucking say to him.
Right.
What are you going to say?
How do I grow my TikTok? He goes, yeah, man, I'm a billionaire. I don't really fuck with TikTok. I spent so much money to be here, Jay.
So much.
Can we take a selfie? Nah. Ha ha.
That's it. I'm like, let me smell your fingers. They might smell like the beehive. Oh,
God. Yeah, God. That's just the most like alpha question. What would you when are you going to ever be in that scenario? When's somebody going to roll up to you with a Luger, $500,000 or Jay-Z? And you're like,
what am I doing?
Can I ask why this is happening first?
Yeah. What are you going to learn from Jay-Z that you can implement?
I mean, obviously a lot, but
not if you're not talented. You know what I mean? Motherfucker's a shift manager at Sprint. He's going, and you know what I mean? I don't fucking
know. I'm trying to see, but if you're a manager at Sprint, you take a selfie with Jay-Z, automatically you just own Sprint.
Yeah, but Sprint does not have a CEO. Not worth $500,000.
Sprint does not have a CEO.
Yes, it does. It's that guy. First of all, the Verizon guy changed and no one said anything.
No, they did.
Oh, okay.
He switched up. Got a bag for it too.
Oh, sir. He got more than $500,000. Does Jay-Z still fuck Beyonce? Are they still married?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
But remember, they got in that whole fight in that elevator.
What?
That was Solange, wasn't it?
You're right.
Oh, right.
But Jay-Z cheated, no?
Yes. She wrote a whole album about it. Slaps.
Who was the woman that he cheated on with?
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
I don't know if we ever found out. It was never told. All we know is that she said in a line of the song, Becky with the good hair.
Well, honestly, that's like usually that's a very nice thing to say, like, oh, with good hair. Like, it's a pretty compliment. Like, I feel like if an ex found out the girl, there's no way they'd like describe her in a nice manner.
No. No.
The big that troglodyte bitch.
Yeah.
That smelled like cold pennies.
Idiot can't even read the goddamn cartoons. Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn. So,
you have a story.
This is what happened to me last night, which was kind of...
Uh-oh.
I don't even know. You know what? I don't even know how to feel about it. You guys let me know how
I'll feel it for you.
Thank you. So I was on a D-A-T-E. Jack, that spells date.
How'd you know what an everything bagel was?
I thought that was the spice. Like, I thought they made a spice called everything sauce.
sauce.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, can I get a side of a dipping everything sauce?
Yeah, I didn't know it was all different things. I thought it was just called everything.
What Dude, goes it, on in Philly?
And everything sauce would actually be.
I think they have that.
They literally they do. Fat Tony makes it.
Good. There's a sauce for everything. I'm surprised 5-Hour Energy doesn't have a fucking sauce.
They should. I'd get it.
So 5-Hour Energy jam.
Peanut butter and 5-Hour Energy, so good. So, I keep bringing this date up. It happened to me 5 hours ago, that's why I keep bringing it up. So, we were seated. We're seated at like a, sort of like a couch thing. So it's not a table, so you know.
You're facing each other or like sitting next to each other?
We were sitting next to each other. Very close, by the way. Pretty soon after the date, we were sitting on the couch and pretty close. It was very, very nice. Anyways, so she got up and went to the bathroom. So clearly I was on a date. This lady that maybe 20 minutes ago, me and my date were talking about, because this other girl walked over to this other gentleman and like a group of like her friends. She leans over. She had the smallest skirt on in maybe the world. She leaned over, just vagina galore out. Like it was a cornucopia of pussy lips. Just
wait, you could see?
Sir.
You could see?
Sir? She had red panties on, but shit was
Give me the security footage.
I don't. I don't know if it's on purpose. Whatever. I don't know. But it was
your date's in the bathroom.
It was in our direction.
The mayor of Cooterville walks up.
Yeah. So Cooterville. So that happened.
Mayor of Cooterville.
Could be a title. Let me vote.
Mayor of Cooterville.
Oh, fuck. So we had that interaction, me, the date, and the girl leaning over, blah, blah, blah. So then, 20 minutes ago, present, my date gets up, goes to the bathroom.
Blow another man.
Probably. Mayor of Cooterville walks over to me.
Yeah.
Kneels down.
Oh.
Very close to me. Hand on my leg.
Uh-oh.
Quickly, and goes, hey, just want to say that I love your podcast. You guys are so funny. I listen to it all the time. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And in my head, I'm like, you're too close. Like, this is too close. Date's right. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, thank you so much for listening. I said, what's your name? And she says her name. And as we're like talking, my date comes back over and sits down mm-hmm. as close as she was previously. And the girl goes, yeah, like I know like you're on a date. So, you know, I don't think we could. And my date's right there. And she's
women
still
do the same
talking.
Shit. The she whole like when guys are like, just because it's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score, which is hilarious. Leave hilarious. The goalie out of this.
Yeah, he's got he has too much job. Gear on.
Why is he got to protect every day? Stop shooting on my girlfriend.
Crazy.
You wake up, people are just kicking soccer balls. But that's just a hot girl's
DMs.
A hot girl's DMs is just people daily like, huzzah, 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 huzzah.
Yeah. And it's our job.
And then, oh, what, one day, oh, babe, I'm going to go to Tahiti for the weekend. There's no goalie. Oh, I'm going to go to the Marines for the weekend. There's no goalie.
You go to the Marines?
Bro, you got to get hear me out. This is a crazy idea.
Yep.
But you get a stand-in boyfriend when you go to the Marines. It's a homie you trust. And say, don't fucking fall in love with her, but block the DMs. I'm going to be blocking these bombs from America. Shout out. Joe Biden, what is he doing these days? Dude, what does Mitch McConnell keep freezing for? I think it's a
he
bit.
He freezes again?
I think it's a bit. Again. I think his wife's like, you still taking out the trash? He's like, ah. You think he's ever frozen that? I think Mitch McConnell would have been back there and be like, hold up. Do you guys, I know
what does Mitch McConnell do?
I don't know.
Is he the Speaker of the House? I love when I ask people what people do and they say his title and I go, bitch, you think I know what that means?
Do you know anybody or
have you
ever?
What do you think the Speaker of the House does? Go ahead.
There's a house.
Yep.
And it needs a speaker.
Okay.
And it's not a Bose.
He's a Speaker of the House.
Okay. I have a question. Have you or a loved one ever? I have a friend who's fallen asleep mid-fucking twice.
You told me this. Narcolepsy.
Is that insane?
You know how boring your cooter got to be?
But dude, imagine, bro, you think a girl calling me Hopper hurts? Imagine being that girl and all of a sudden you're like, oh, did you come? And then he's like, what?
Yeah, and he goes, mommy. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be.
I'm just curious how soon that phrase is going to be like in a rap song where it's like, my wrist so icy, that shit froze. Mitch McConnell.
I mean, it's probably literally being recorded.
Right now.
Right now.
Somewhere in Tarzana, 2 Chainz is like, hold on.
Yeah, yeah. So
that pussy grip so hard, Mitch McConnell. That one doesn't work.
That doesn't really work at all, dude.
The first one's good, though.
Yeah. So back to this thing. She's still talking to me. Date next to me, not giving one fuck. What do you do? I literally.
She looks like the insane. Oh, well, she listens. Who? I love her. You needed a guy. Hey, here you go. But here's the thing. You didn't do anything wrong. And you and the date already addressed her before.
No, but I felt like I was.
What did your date do?
Like caught or something? Huh?
What did your date do? Was she like, oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah. Or was it like conversational?
No, I mean, she was next to me for a good, 20 seconds, 25 seconds before the lady left. And do you know how long 25 seconds is when you're on a date with someone and then some other girl? Yeah. And then some of the girls literally leaned over, hand on your leg, talking.
Do you think that made your date maybe like you or like want you more? Be like, damn.
I mean,
there's some out here, Little Red Riding Hood, and trying to get in his hood.
there is, maybe. I don't know. I brought it up because I'm asking, like, what would you do in that? Because I literally, at the end, I just introduced them. Like, I don't know.
Well, the hard part is not to look douchey when you're like, I did not plan for this to happen. Like, just hard for that to happen. Then you go, like, anyways, have you tried the scampi yet?
Yeah, she left or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, she's just into the podcast, like whatever. Yeah. But like, it was, I've never been in this situation where like a lady, like, chew your shot, but like, it was such a, I've never had that. I've never had a girl be that aggressive in front of someone and not give a fuck. It was kind of, it was insane to me.
Yeah, I think the thing you run into, there is a chance that she's like kind of like, oh, like, wow, like he's valuable or whatever. But the other thing is, it's like, at what point is it disrespectful to her?
Correct.
Because it is a super disrespectful move for this other woman, like while she's looking
that's
at
what
your
I'm saying.
Date.
It's like the girl who approached, it's kind of, if she knows you're on a date, that's like kind of, she's going out of the boundaries.
Yeah,
well, that's the first thing she said to me. She goes, I know you're on a date, even before my date came back.
Yeah. So there, I wonder if there's a world where you also like could get in trouble if you don't like,
that's
put
what
her
I,
off enough.
That's what I mean? Thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
I
was that's like, how you reacted. Maybe it was a test. Maybe it was a sting operation.
Whoa.
Oh shit, CIA. Mitch McConnell.
Dude, girls do that. If you're like dating somebody, they'll hire a hot friend and be like, hey, can you DM my friend and see if he's loyal?
I know. That's insane, dude.
Crazy.
I don't respond to any DMs. That's why.
None.
Yeah, I would respond back and be like, find God. That's why I would just say a blanket statement every time.
Find God?
Yo, your boyfriend wrote back. What'd he say? Find God. Oh, all right. So is he loyal? I don't know.
Did you guys see that Kanye West got banned from this boat company because it looks like he was getting head from his wife on the boat?
Dude.
Yes.
Was there somebody rowing it or he was driving it?
He was rowing it. Guess what?
With no oar.
She looks like she has Lego hair.
She's hot.
She's so beautiful. It's like crazy. You know how people are like, oh, that's my muse? That's my muse.
This could have happened to us in Amsterdam.
It did, but I had to give her $400.
Oh, what do you think the blurred picture is?
Let's see.
Hopefully a video.
Ah, no.
Well, it looks like he's giving himself head.
Yeah. His ass is
or
out.
Or like a secret. Or maybe like trying to light a joint.
I mean, that's a head pose right
That's his
there.
Wife?
Yes.
Every article I find about this, wife is in quotes. So I don't think they're technically married.
God damn. Imagine being her. She's like, what are we? He's like, ah, you're my wife.
Yeah. What?
Quote? Question mark?
Where is this?
A Venetian
Venice.
Boat
Nobody?
Company.
Right.
Venice.
So Venice.
Venice, Italy.
Yeah. I got it. So funny. I mean, honestly, what a cool thing, though. Oh, dude, I can't go to Venice anymore. Yeah. Why?
Roadhead?
Got head.
Water dome.
Dude, you ever get some fucking aquatic head?
Aquatic head.
God damn. You ever get head on a boat?
Yes.
Oh.
It was a swan.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
The swans in
But that's not a boat.
Echo Park.
It's floating.
True.
Anything that floats on water is a boat.
I've never got head on a boat.
I'm a boat.
Dude, I want to get like a houseboat and like vacation on like a houseboat.
Yeah.
Bring a lady. But if shit goes awry, what are you going to do? How are you going to get away from it? You know what I mean? You get a fight on a houseboat. Where are you going? Into the water?
It is funny. I'm going to go cool off. And then you're just sitting there floating. Can you bring me the noodles? Where do you go if you live in a studio apartment with your girl and you get an argument? This is a different corner.
You got to move out. You got to move out.
What do you? I'm going to go for a walk. I think so.
That's the only, you got to go to the library. Do people still go to libraries?
You only have one door you can slam. No, you probably
can slam the closet door a bunch.
Yeah.
That's funny. Bang, bang, I'm so upset.
Do you guys want to try to guess what the Speaker of the House does?
Yes. I think that there's a House of Representatives, and he is the lead liaison for the House of Representatives. So he speaks for the House of Representatives.
I would say the same.
Hilarious.
I think he voices the opinions. He's like, when after you huddle, he's the quarterback. He's like, this is what we're going to do. Is that Mitch McConnell? Is he Speaker of the Representatives?
I don't think he's Speaker of the House anymore because the Speaker...
Where do all these fucking politicians come from?
You have to be able to speak to be a Speaker of the House.
Damn, who the hell? Where do these politicians come from? They're just like Gavin Newsom. All of a sudden, they're like, he's back in when COVID, they're like, he's eating at a restaurant. Yeah, but before this, where was all this?
You know what we didn't talk about ever? His name is Gavin.
That's a politician name, though.
No, it's not.
Gavin?
Gavin?
Well, what's a better name? Leroy?
Dude, if I got called to babysit a Gavin,
yeah, Gavin's
I'm bringing a gun.
You're born at 27.
Huh?
You're just born at 27 named Gavin.
Yeah.
A baby named Gavin?
A baby sucking titty Gavin?
Bro, I messed with the other day. They named their son John. It was just now born. I was like, you have so many names. Like, you're just, like, John's a great name. It's literally my editor's name. But, like, there's, like, if you have
my
a child.
My name, too. There you go.
But if you have a child in 2023, aren't you going to, like, give him a little fucking, like, John with, like, a Q in there or something?
Yeah, but when you put too much spice, it gets weird. I met a couple that had a baby.
Cuck?
What?
You met a couple?
Yes.
How'd you meet them?
At the sex club.
Nice.
No, at coffee, little kid was cute. I go, what's his
Can't
name?
Can't say that.
Yes, you can. Wait, where's the line? You can say kids are cute. You can't be like, oh, yo, what did you say?
The line is when you start defending it.
No,
right.
No.
I'm fucking with you.
I know. But what is the word that you that's too like
hot.
Obviously? Yeah, you can't say hot. I've said it before, like, and I'll say it again. If I have a kid and someone walks up to my kid and goes, "Yo, he's gonna be a lady killer," you are calling my kid hot, and young, young. Like, first of all, my kid is gonna be hot, and I'm gonna know that he's gonna be a fucking smoke show. We all know this. Dude, if my kid comes out gross, I'm throwing away. I'm just joking. All right.
Are you going to try to have a tall wife?
No.
Or like a tall son?
No, I can't do that. My kid is going to be so tiny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, I like women who are like 5'1", 2", 3", 4". Like, there's no way. My kid's going to be like the size of a piece of squash.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, so I met this couple, and they had a kid, and I was like, oh, what's your kid's name? Mm-hmm. And they go, Jove. And I go, Job?
Sounds like it didn't
and
finish
goes,
the sentence.
No, it's Jove. I was with a V. She mm-hmm. goes, yeah. They go, cool. What are you doing?
I give them both. One normal, one weird. That way they can like.
What are you gonna name your kid?
D'Angelo. I don't know. I want somebody who can have a name that can easily abbreviate, you know? Like if you got I don't even know. Just
what?
Something
like
you can
Devin condense. James? DJ?
Anderson or Andy. You know, there's options.
Buddy, I met a guy. I was doing crowd work. This guy was named JC. And I go,
Penny?
I go, oh, Jesus Christ? He goes, no. His name was Gene Cargo.
Swear?
Really?
Did you fucking hear what I said? The fact that no one's doing backflips is insane.
Yeah, okay, but so what funny bone was this at? Omaha?
Dude, it was at Oxnard.
Gene Cargo. Wow.
You think I'm putting that as a clip? Yeah.
Damn. I wonder how many parents like give names like fucking around, you know?
Yeah, on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there, remember someone got in trouble for naming their kid COVID?
Dude, the only time that's going to make sense is when he's 19.
Hold up, I'm hard.
Jove means father of the sky.
Joba or Jova?
Jove.
How do you spell it?
J-O-V-E.
I kind of like it.
Ew.
Jove? That name?
You would name your kid Jove.
Jove Wallace.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
No. Jove? But Jove is cool because you can go by Joe if you want. Or V-E.
Mm. I feel like you got to name your son something with a W. Wally Wallace?
No, because it's like William Wallace or like...
That's William cool. Wallace sounds fire.
Roger Wallace.
What about...
Do you ever think about a girl's name that you're like, you think you're into, and then you like picture them with your last name and you're like, I wouldn't fit.
Yeah. Well, my last name sucks. So anything with Blaustein is horrendous. Mm-hmm. It's such like a... It's like a Blaustein. It's such like a
it's
fucking...
It's got to be a B maybe. Barbara Blaustein? That's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Barbara?
Yeah, that's a girl that wakes up and takes a Xanax in 13 minutes after she wakes up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a real
waking
thing.
Waking up to go back to sleep.
No, dude, people take Xanax fucking...
I know, but like to like chill your body out. You're like, ah, and down.
Yeah, they wake up, they take a Xanax, and then chug some Chardonnay, and then take their kid to work. To work. To school. Dude, is school just kid work?
What did you call growing up then one day? It was
like, grow up time.
Grow up time.
Childhood is grow up time.
Grow up time. Barbara Blaustein's grow up time. That's the mayor of fucking Cooterville is Barbara Blaustein.
Dude, Barbara Bush, she sucked a dick. There's no way. I jerked off in her bathroom.
Speaking of Bush,
hey,
did you guys see the photo of Bad Bunny that he put on his Instagram story?
Who Wait, did?
What?
Bad Bunny uploaded this photo to...
Isn't he out here with Kendall? Kendall Jenner?
Dude, I always mix up him and the other lady.
Yeah, baby.
Bad baby. Right. Yeah, every time someone says Bad Bunny, I always think it's Bad Baby in my head.
Huh.
Always. I'm going to say Bad Baby.
They're two totally separate.
Oh, they're so different.
Yeah.
They're so different. All right, what's happening?
Second. I'm trying to pull this up on the screen.
Okay. So the UK out here not having a president. What is their thing called? A prime minister? What are they, a fucking water bottle?
God damn. Who the hell?
I hate it.
I don't get it.
Prime.
So Bad Bunny.
Yo, that reaction.
I just didn't know if I felt dumb or not. And I was
Yeah, stupid.
Pull it up.
But hold on, prime minister. That's their president? Do they vote for him? And they have a... What do they have? They have a prime minister and they got people who yell... They have a circle of people who yell.
Parliament.
Parliament?
Parliament's crazy.
What is that?
It's also a cigarette.
What the heck is that?
So Bad Bunny uploaded this photo on his Instagram story.
Can't do that.
The internet brightened it. Bad Bunny has a huge bush. This picture's not doing it justice. There's a one that's cropped a little less. You get a little bit of dick and a little bit of bush.
Wow.
So he's out here bushed up on Instagram.
Wow. I mean, that looks like a small bunny. I'm on to something.
This guy, you should do comedy. Why would you post that?
Because he didn't think that people had contrast control on their fucking phones. So this guy's dating
Kendall Jenner.
How is that relationship? I'm going to be real, and I know I always say this, but I'm actually being serious. I do not think this is real.
Their relationship?
No. I think there's a lot of relationships that are just set up to like grow each other's followings or whatever the fuck.
Think?
I do not think they date. You think they go get fucking oysters together?
I don't know. Maybe in the beginning it was set up like that, but I feel like they're always out doing shit. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Man's bushed up.
Maybe he's growing it because he's doing a massive Manscaped campaign.
That is where Manscaped should go in. Hey.
100%. Where are you at?
Bushed up?
Are you completely shaven?
Not completely. Trimmed up.
Trimmed. Yeah, that's what you
got to
do.
Like a 7 o'clock shadow.
Oh, you got like a little stubble.
Something.
Yeah, I got something too.
Too clean is just weird.
Dude, you ever, too clean's weird. I used to be too clean, man. And it was weird.
It just feels, when you see too clean going in too clean a cooter, it just looks like you're kneading dough too fast.
Yeah.
It's not a good visual.
I've also seen cooter that's too clean. I know it's kind of weird, but I like a little bit of top piece.
Somebody got to be a little bit of.
But I like a little bit of top piece.
Hold up.
Just a little bit. I don't want Bad Bunny's bush, but just a little bit.
That's the brightest version of it I can find. I don't know. I think they're scrubbing.
Is he in a shower?
I think an outside shower.
Like an outdoor shower, yeah. What about his phone case? You fuck with it?
Pink with flames? It's kind of chill.
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want. It's fucking bad baby
bunny.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I think eventually he'll just show his dick and then be like, put a QR code on it and be like, new album.
Yeah.
You know, it's all my
Is he popular?
Insane.
He's doing good?
Yeah.
Insane.
How much do you think, real quick, what do you think his net worth is? On the internet, I know it's not real. What do you think his net worth is?
73 mil.
I think it's 221 mil.
His streams are insane.
You know what's so funny? His streams are insane and he gets like a check for 50 bucks.
From Spotify?
Yeah.
Here, take this.
88 mil as of 2022.
It's fake. He has 88 mil underneath his fucking mattress. This guy makes $6 million a fucking concert. Dude, we didn't even talk about this. Goddamn, The Weeknd didn't... Oh, maybe we did. He did a concert and it was like 83,000 people.
Something light.
83,000 people.
Bigger than my hometown.
I don't
Where
even
Where was that? What venue can hold that?
I think it was just outside.
Or does it... Yeah, just be like, meet me in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he just says... He goes, where is it? And he goes, outside. And then you got to just find it. It's a treasure hunt. I mean, that's insane.
Wow.
Do you think he has sex?
I sure hope not. He's my idol.
Speaking of the idol, freaking blah, 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 Depp, whatever her name is, she's banging what's his name? I saw pictures on the internet.
Who?
The kid that's...
Kid?
Hold up, Timothy Chalamet. I got it. Good she's banging Timothy Chalamet. Dude, Timothy Chalamet needs a tan. This guy looks like printer paper.
Yeah, but maybe that's what does it. It's like this, who is this guy? He's so frail, pale. Whoa.
He is frail and pale. He's frail, hot pale. As fuck.
That's what I'm saying. He don't need to do anything. If he adds anything, people are like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, he's also hyper talented.
Of course.
Have you seen him in an interview? Really cool guy. I mean, I don't know if he's like this in real life, but
yeah.
He seems like he has a personality.
Yeah, he looks like his vocab is fucking just a hang loose. I just like, oh, yeah, sick. I've never seen an interview with him, but
you
I
haven't.
No,
he doesn't know that at all.
I don't know. He looks chill.
He
Chalamet.
Chalamet, right?
Chalamet. What is Charlemagne's son?
Is it Timothy Chalamet?
No, Chalamet.
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 Sally Mae. That bitch takes everybody's money. God damn, Sally Mae suck a dick.
I think it's time for Sock Talk.
Yeah.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
All right, let's get into it. We have a sock talk today from Noah who says, tell me if this is hot or not. My girl wants me to wear an adult diaper while we bang.
No.
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 How does he get his cock out?
I think he's cut a hole.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would need some logic behind it. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like, gonna, also, those things are thick. So his fucking 5.5 of COCK is now going to cut down to 2.25.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, does she want like a baby fantasy?
Hope not.
You know what I mean? Listen, whatever you're into. I mean, whatever you're into. You need me to suck your tits and say mama? Like, maybe. I'll do it. If she was, I mean, dude, but if my girl was into it, my girl, if I had a fucking girl, I don't have any love. I'm so sad. But if I did, and she was like, I kind of like when you suck my tits and say mama, I'd do it. If it was like a Valentine's Day or anniversary or Flag Day or January 6th, I'd fucking do it. You wouldn't suck a tit and say mama to your girl? Mama.
You like jokingly.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Dude, two mamas, but mama, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah. But you have like joke
find
sex.
A pay foam and yeah.
Yeah, you have your sex is like the Chappelle concert. It's concert.
God damn, who the hell?
I don't know where the things are anymore.
No, I try not to have like jokey joke sex, but sometimes something happens. You're like, hey,
yeah,
something funny happens. You know,
I almost came my pants last night.
Cool,
dude. It's the old dry hump.
The foreplay
gets me every goddamn time. Mm. I had to stop the dry hump. I'm a full-grown man. Well, I'm 5'9", so I'm not really full-grown. But I had to stop the dry hump.
Mentally, you're full-grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not.
No. Well, hold on. Would you wear a diaper for your lady if you had one?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Dream girl. Like, so bad. 10 out of 10. Like, she's perfect in every way, but once a month. And most
of the time, she wears a diaper in sex. She's not perfect.
No. So 95% of the time, the sex is amazing. It's super normal. It's everything that you like. And once a month, she's like, I just need you to take a shit in this diaper.
Oh, now I got to shit in it?
Yep.
Where do I put it?
You got to have sex with the shit in the diaper.
With the shit in the diaper?
No.
Nah, I'm into it. Do you know how much fucking content we can get if I can talk about it on the goddamn podcast? Who cares? A little shit in the... whatever. You ever shit... yeah, I do it. Bad? Who's the hottest girl you think of right now besides my mom?
Angelina Jolie, Laura Croft. Once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
That's just so weird. Once a month? That's 12 times a year.
Yeah,
that's
it.
A lot.
Nah,
right, once a quarter.
I'm out. It's still a weird thing to...
Nah, it's not. It is weird, but it's like, it's not all the time. It's like every single time you have sex. Yeah.
And when it's not that one time per quarter, she never brings it up again. It's not like she's like trying to get you to do it on like a random Wednesday.
Fine.
There you go.
There
you go.
Is that what you wanted from me?
Just one time. It's fine. Fucking what is it? 4 times a year? It's fine. Who cares? Angelina Jolie from Laura Croft or Angelina Jolie from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Haven't seen 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds. That's the name of my fucking porn. I'm doing jokes.
Secret
sock.
Anonymous submission. I've been a long time listener after getting hooked on the chicken salad episode and been a Patreon member for a long time.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely love the podcast. Have to limit myself so I'm not bored on the way to work for 2 days. Little background on the story. I've known for a minute now that my girl's been cheating on me, but I don't really care. Our relationship has been basically dead for the last couple months. The issue is I want her friend and I want her bad, both for revenge and she's 100% my dream girl. The problem is that if I break up with her, her friend is 100% going to take her side and I'll never see her again. Wow. But if she were to break up with me, I may be able to finesse myself into the happiest situationship of my life. Just recently, I've been getting strong vibes from her friend. For Christ's sake, I'm going hunting with her dad next weekend through a trip that she orchestrated. It's like everything is in the bag, but one wrong move and the whole bag is dropped. How can I make sure to secure the bag? P.S. Say what you want, but I've fallen in love with that blonde in my head like 7 times already. I'm invested.
God, this is like a house of cards.
Yeah.
Can I just say the friend knows that her friend is cheating on him?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So,
you think so?
Yeah. So she's lying.
The girls are the first to know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, they at least know that there's relationship problems, or that it might be not as strong.
True. So you're saying that maybe if he's getting vibes from the friend now, maybe the friend already knows that he's being cheated on.
Yeah,
and she's...
I think what he can do is after the hunting trip, be like, hey, I really appreciate you setting up the hunting trip. Banter, and goes, you know, like, I don't know, let's just name her Clarissa for sake, because I feel like a Clarissa would cheat. No disrespect to her Clarissa.
His name's Jove.
But you say like, hey, like I've been having some doubts about Clarissa. Like, is she cheating? Like, it just really hurt my heart. Like, I just care about her so much. And I'm just like such a lover. And just, like, I just, you know, like I just hate to be hurt. And like, I wish I could find somebody like you. You could like almost like segue it to be like, am I being hurt? Do you know these things?
This is really good.
You know?
Yeah.
That way it's, you're like looking for advice, but you're also opening up. And then like, maybe she's like, you know, she is kind of cheating. And then you're like, oh, that's crazy. I think I just sneezed.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know if that was a kiss or head, but I'm into it. I'll wear a diaper for that.
Kissing
bitch.
His head.
Kissing. Wow. Wow.
French kiss, French dick.
Wow.
Sucking on your wee wee. Kissing his head.
Dude, kissing is.
Dude, somebody kissed a frog? Who did that?
A further question. Motherfucker turned into a prince and you said, all right, let's marry. Bitch, he was a frog. he was a frog.
My man was picking up a shift at Rainforest Cafe and now y'all married.
Yeah, where's your apartment? It's on a lily pad. It's motherfucker. Oh,
you have a car? No, I have two back legs with springs in them.
What is that? Why do frogs do
motherfuckers
that?
Motherfuckers said ribbit, okay?
And then you kiss them? You're a fucking weirdo. You kiss the frog. And then you blah, blah,
okay,
and
you
turn
so you guys are fucking, I know we're 5 hours in this episode. You're yelling at me about sleeping with a girl that, like, if, oh, she's the dream woman of my life, but she has a diaper. All right, dream woman of your life, but one day of the month, she's a frog. You step on her, you kill her, that's manslaughter. You go to jail. But that's your
that's
frog.
That's frog slaughter. It's fine.
One day a year, she's like a poisonous tree frog.
I'm honestly into it.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No more stories, just ribbit, ribbit, fine. Give that bitch some fucking flies and walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Call her Michelangelo? Nope, that's a turtle.
They're boys. They're boys. All right. Yeah, that's
I think that's it. I think your advice is great.
I think you're, yeah, Trevor, yeah. I think that's literally, I got nothing to add. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. I know I say this a lot, but we really went on a journey here. I think we got a lot of great fun. A lot of great stories. You know? I think we did it. Are you going to date someone that turns into a frog once a month?
Probably.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's like cobwebs that I need to like get rid of. And I'm like, yeah. Might grab those from me.
And here's the thing. I leave the port door open a lot.
Bro, I had a fire alarm going off the other night. Like four in the morning. And the ceiling, I couldn't reach it. I don't have a ladder, so I had a broom before the morning. I'm just smashing a fire alarm, and I took it off, right? I took the battery out. This bitch still beeping. It was like, you know, chickens, when they get their head cut off, they can run for 10 seconds. It was still beeping. I was livid.
Well, dude, fire alarms are hardwired into the house.
Yeah, but when I took it off, the bitch was still beeping.
Oh, in your hand?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So if it's hardwired, why is it beeping?
Because I don't fucking know.
Were you just vaping?
I wasn't doing anything.
And it just went off.
If you vape so hard, you let it. Yeah, it was like dead battery.
Dude, if you fuck so hard, you steam up a room and the fire alarm goes off, I think that's when you turn into a frog.
Yeah, exactly. Ribbit, ribbit. That's been an episode. This was 4 hours long. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. I don't know. Listen up, motherfuckers. Every time we drop the audio on Wednesday, it comes out earlier. But if you are a loyal YouTube watcher, viewer, subscriber, turn the bell on so you're notified when the episode drops. It's usually the same time on Wednesday, but you might be forgetting, dog. Turn on that motherfucking ding ding. Turn on that bell.
Turn on that ribbit ribbit so you can watch this fucking hot fire content. Okay? Do that. Also, we love you guys. Thank you so much. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blaustein on tour. We have a Patreon, Stiff Socks Plus. So go get that bonus content, only $5 a month. And we love you guys. And that is it. Toodaloo, toodle day, toodle yay.
Toodaloom.
Toodaloom. Boys. Bitches be at.
Toodaloom.
There you go.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.